Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So in other words, you don't want to watch the Boca Raton Bowl?
No. Play it before New Year's Day. Play it on New Year's Day even. Just don't play it after.
Why?
Because New Year's Day, if you're going to play your two semifinal games on New Year's Day, then there shouldn't be any more football besides the national championship game after that. Why is that? Why do you find this so humorous?
I mean, today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, microbrews, domestics, the best. What a selection. Soft drinks, fresh hot roasted peanuts, pickle bar, which I can't wait to devour when I get into town next Wednesday, and the best in snacks as well. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. By the way, Idaho and UNLV are both ineligible for bowl games this year because they did not get the proper APR score. I'm confident that before Labor Day, Penn State's going to have the bowl ban lifted. I may be wrong, but I would be shocked if it wasn't, but that's just me.
When's the next report due?
I want to say it's this month.
I couldn't remember if it's this month or August.
No, it's every 3 months. I think it's this month. So it should be out, I think, within less than 2 weeks. So you've got this year. Now, these are all TBAs. The Bahamas Bowl.
Yippee.
In Nassau, the Bahamas. The Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama. The Boca Raton Bowl at Florida Atlantic. The Christmas Bowl, which is going to take place at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. The Gilda New Mexico Bowl at in Albuquerque. The Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl, which will be at Sam Boyd Stadium. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise.
These are all TBAs so far?
Yeah, they're all TBAs. Oh, Arnell Carrier's New Orleans Bowl, TBA. Beef O'Brady's Bowl in St. Petersburg, TBA. Sheraton Hawaii Bowl in Honolulu is TBA. San Diego County Poinsettia Bowl in San Diego, TBA. Military Bowl in Annapolis, TBA, which I was on my TV when you walked in that day.
Yes,
the
it was.
The Avocare Texas Bowl in Houston, TBA. Fight Hunger Bowl, which is going to be at the brand new Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, TBA. New Era Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium, TBA. The Belk Bowl in Charlotte, TBA. The Russell Athletic Bowl in Orlando, TBA. The Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl in Tempe, TBA. The Bell Helicopter Bowl in Fort Worth, TBA. The Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, Nashville,
wow,
TBA.
Wow, there's a long name. How are they going to get that on a graphic on ESPN?
The National University Holiday Bowl, San Diego, TBA. The Duck Commander Independence Bowl.
That's a good one.
In Shreveport, TBA. The AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Memphis, TBA. They used to be on New Year's Eve, by the way.
Yes.
Heart of Dallas Bowl, which used to be on New Year's Day, TBA. Birmingham Bowl, TBA. The Go Daddy Bowl in Mobile, TBA. Now let's tell you what's firmly on the schedule. You have the Miami Beach Bowl, which is at Marlins Park, the site of the old Orange Bowl. Tuesday, December 23rd.
They should play that on Miami Beach and play it in the sand. That would be fun.
Well, BYU's already in it.
Yeah, I remember that. Wow, talk about locking them in. What happens if they don't have a 500 record?
Well, this is the again, this is where experience comes into play. Penn State football, 1992, independent year. Penn State had an arrangement before the season began with the Blockbuster Bowl that if they had a 500-plus record, they would be in the Blockbuster Bowl, which they ended up doing. So it's not unprecedented, and it's happened here in our own backyard. Your shoulders just slump.
No, I remember the Blockbuster Bowl. I didn't realize they had already accepted a bid before the season started.
Yes, they did.
That's crazy.
Well, it was to protect the program. They were worried they were going to be left out of the mix. Okay, that's why they did it, because they were worried they're going to be left out of the mix. You know, as an Eastern independent in transition to the Big Ten.
What year was that?
1992.
I cannot imagine Penn State qualifying for a bowl in 1992 and nobody wanting them.
They wanted to make sure that they had it locked up ahead of time. So they did it. There were fewer bowls back then. You know that?
Well, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So, let's see. The Hyundai Sun Bowl, which used to be on New Year's Eve, is going to be on Saturday, December 27th on CBS. The Detroit Bowl, ironically in Detroit, Tuesday, December 30th.
Is that the one that used to be the Motor City Bowl?
Yes. The Valero Alamo Bowl is going to be on Tuesday, December 30th. Then you get to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Now, this is one of the big six. That'll be on Wednesday, December 31st. The Tostitos Fiesta Bowl is on Wednesday, December 31st, and the Discover Orange Bowl on December 31st. So it'll start in the afternoon. Those will be the only three games on New Year's Eve. The Peach Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, the Orange Bowl. Three of the big six. Okay? New Year's Day, it's the Capital One Bowl and the Outback Bowl, which will be opposite the Cotton Bowl, which is one of the big six. Then it's the two semifinal games. The Rose Bowl's first at 5. The Sugar Bowl is at 8:30. The Gator Bowl is on January 2nd. And then the championship game is on the 12th. So those are all the bowl games.
I am strongly against the Gator. At least it's the Gator Bowl, but I'm strongly against the Gator Bowl being on the second. What was the one that Pittsburgh was in last year?
The Compass Bowl.
Yeah, but, come on. What was the point of that game on a Saturday before the national championship? No disrespect to Pitt, but I mean the game itself. It's not like it's a bowl game that anybody would have known about before last year.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't have any heritage, all right, to deserve being put in a high-profile location. That's the thing. You got to understand, from my point of view, Steve, these are high-profile locations.
Yeah.
So it's got to be worth the bowl game's got to have some heritage to be in a high-profile location with no competition.
None of them have heritage. Hardly any of them have heritage.
I know that. I know. That's exactly my point.
So in other words, in order to have anything to have heritage, it has to have happened before you were born. It
has to have at least been around for a decade.
Decade. You just watched an IndyCar race from Alabama.
Yeah, that's been around for 4 years, 3 years. But it wasn't before the national championship. It's not like it was the last race of the season.
Okay, how many races are after Indianapolis? How many races are after the Daytona 500?
Well, now NASCAR is different because NASCAR wants their NASCAR has always had their premier race before the season starts. That's not something they change, so that's not apples to apples, Mr. Jones.
Okay.
Now, Indianapolis, being in the part of the season it's in, because that is the first and always was the first oval.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody cares about the other ovals after they run Indianapolis.
For 100 years.
You watched the Alabama race. You just told me.
Yes.
In order to have steep tradition, it must be around 10 years. You just watched something that's 3 years old.
So? It's not before the national championship game where no other games are being played.
You have no standards.
It just doesn't compare. I'm sorry. It's not apples to apples here. That's like playing the World Series game. It's like playing the World Series and playing a game in between.
I would encourage bowl games to be on in between the semifinals and the national championship. And the reason I would encourage is this. For Friday night game, come back with maybe a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday game in the middle of the week because it keeps college football on TV. And at the same time, it actually helps build up your national championship game because you might watch some of those games, and then at halftime in the pregame of those games, you'll be watching it. It's all about constant promotion and keeping the product out there. Okay, dropping the product off the map for 11 days, which is what you want to do, is not quite, because at that point, you've got the NFL playing that weekend. You'll also have an NFL playoff weekend before the championship game. You've got college basketball kicking into high gear. If I'm college football, I want to keep something a little bit that's in between that allows me to, a couple games in between that keeps the product alive.
Well, at least this game will likely have teams with better records than what we saw last year.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does to me. I mean, you will watch a college football game if it's on TV. It could be Division 8 and you'd watch it. Me, on the other hand, there has to be something there to grab me. I have to be interested in just watching it for more than a college football game. You know, if it's two teams that have some compelling little thing to it, then yeah, I'll watch that. But like last year, having that game on the Saturday before the national championship, I didn't see it, I didn't miss it, it didn't bother me.
Okay. Then don't watch it.
And that's what I did.
Okay? Don't watch it. All right?
But
if I'm ESPN, I want a game or two here. I'd like to have a game on Friday the, 12, 11, 10, 9, on Friday the 9th leading into the weekend because I'm going to promote what I'm doing before I get into wild card weekend in the NFL.
It's like taking a week off after the division playoffs in baseball before you have the championship series.
No, it's not. Okay? It's not even comparable. All right? Okay? It's bowl season. You don't have a lot of meaningless games leading up to the American League Championship Series. Okay? You just don't have that going on. All right? College football has a bowl system, okay, where a bunch of games are played between, I don't know, pick a date as to what it's going to be this time. It'll be the Saturday before Christmas, which will be this year, 18, 19, probably Saturday the 20th, leading right up on through. Okay? You don't have that in any other sport. I mean, it's like telling me the NIT shouldn't exist. The NIT's being played the same time as the national tournament's being played.
But these are bowl games that nobody knows the names to anymore. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing. There's nothing there.
Excuse me, Kevin. The television rating for the Gilded New Mexico Bowl, all right, is 5 times higher than an IndyCar race.
Well, I'm not comparing that to an IndyCar race because I realize I'm one of 5 people in this area that watches it. I don't deny that.
But I'm saying that justifies what we're talking about. An IndyCar race is below the Mendoza line. A bowl game gives them a 2 rating. That's really, really good. Play the game. People do watch. People do watch. The Pro Bowl, which people would say is a joke, had 11.7 million viewers this year. 11.7 million. Do you know the people at NBC right now would love to have Mariska Hargitay getting an 11.7 million viewer night for SVU, which is a great show. But they're getting a 4.8 rating. The Pro Bowl got 11.7 million viewers this year. The Pro Bowl.
That number was astounding to me. I will admit that.
But the Gildan New Mexico Bowl, which people laugh at. Oh, they laugh. They kid around. But, you know, all of a sudden the ratings come out. Guess what? People watched.
But what was on against it? All right? That's the other thing that you need to, ask.
It's 2 o'clock. Kevin, it's 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. All right? It's not a high-profile time, and yet they still drew a rating.
Right. But what else is going on? Do you have any other options?
Kevin,
that's what I'm,
what's on
against
on Saturday, it? On Saturday the 20th, we want to know what's going on against it.
Shopping for Christmas.
Christmas shopping.
Okay, every other series is it? Every other series in that week is already on a repeat. I'm saying they win by default sometimes.
No, they don't win by default. It's football. People enjoy watching football. And if Kevin Herr doesn't want to watch it and wants to be in his little cocoon playing a video game, go do it. That's fine.
Maybe I am just completely different than everybody else in the world. Feel free to agree with Steve at 800-795-9565.
I'm just saying, what's wrong with an all sports network having a bowl game on?
I don't have any problem with it on December 20th. I have a problem with it on January 5th.
Why? What's the difference?
Because you build your season to a crescendo. The crescendo is the national championship games. You have the two semifinal games, and then you have a final. There's nothing in between that because the focus should be on those four teams only. They've earned it.
So you're saying we're all going to be distracted by the Capital One Bowl?
I'm just saying there should be nothing in college football that detracts you from the national championship. And I also think it's unfair to the teams that are in, for instance, the Capital One Bowl. Mm-hmm. Because the focus is not going to be on that bowl game as much as it would be as if it was a day all by itself before the national championship. Because everybody's going to be looking at the national championship, and that's going to be an also-ran.
The two games are being played after the Capital One Bowl.
No, I'm saying you use the Capital One Bowl as an example. I meant if they played it in between.
It's Friday night, the 2nd of January. Okay? Friday night's one of the deadest nights of the year. Okay? Friday night is... No, I'm not talking about television-wise. Friday night is a dead night television-wise.
Okay.
It's not a big ratings night.
Okay. I would agree. I would see the agreement with that.
I'm just giving you a sense of history here. Sunday through Thursday, you know, Friday night and Saturday nights are usually the two weakest television nights. Right? They're going to pop a bowl game on there. They're probably going to have a lot of college basketball on that day. They're going to pop a bowl game on at night. I'm telling you right now, people are going to watch. I'm going to watch if I'm available. I might be announcing the game. Penn State's in the game. I'm telling you right now, we're going.
Well, if Penn State's in the game, I'm watching too.
Well, no, you're not. It's January 2nd. You won't possibly watch that game.
No, if Penn State's in, then I've got a vested interest that I'm going to watch it.
Well, don't you think the people that are in the other bowl games have a vested interest?
In which bowl now? Now you got me confused. I'm so dizzy. There's too many games. Too many bowl games. I can't take
it. Let's take a break. Okay? We'll get Captain Bitter to just kind of settle down a bit. You join in the conversation. You know, I know there's a general feeling there are too many bowl games. I understand that. I don't care. I get paid by the game, so if they send me to New Mexico, I'm doing it. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. My old Kentucky home. Maybe we get Jim Nabors to sing it.
Does he sing that one? I think he just sings Back Home Again in Indiana.
Yeah, that's coming to an end, too.
Sad day.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, that's good.
Yes?
There's an old saying about if it's the ultimate game, why are they going to play it again next year?
There's another old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Fine, then they shouldn't change it. It's been working great the last few years.
It wasn't broken before.
More bowl games. What the heck? I'm telling you, numerically, they need 76 teams this year. They need 76 teams. All right? You're saying there's 39 bowl games. Well, you got to remember two winners are going to play in the championship game, so you need 76. UNLV and Idaho are out. Penn State's getting positive reports. I can take 2-2 and make it equal 4.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com. The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Lawrence versus Marino. My goodness, I mean, Dan Marino could throw a ball 50 yards further than Mark Lawrence. The heck's that deal?
I don't know. I didn't even know Mark played football.
I don't think Mark knows he plays football.
I believe they're referring to a different Marino.
Oh. My apologies. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Fresh hot roasted peanuts, the pickle bar, snacks, soda. Oh, yes, let's get to the beer. Domestics, imports, microbrews, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up now for the weekend. Stock up for the NFL draft next week. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You know, we're about a week out from the draft right now, and we still don't have any positive confirmation who the first overall pick's going to be. I mean, there's
Isn't
ideas out there. I love that.
Isn't that exciting?
That's fun.
Right? It doesn't matter. All right, so.
Maybe to you, Mr. Wet Blanket.
Do I care if I know who the first pick is? No.
California Chrome Candy Boy Exacta now paying an estimated $209 on the bet.
There you go. The Phillies game with the Nationals tonight, right? Yeah, they got the Nationals tonight.
Yes, the Natties.
Phillies right now still having trouble scoring runs. 21st in runs scored overall. 12th in batting average, not bad. On-base percentage only 17th, not good. Slugging percentage 19th. And they're just not driving in runs when they need them. But what's killing them, okay? Now, you expect the quality starts to be good, right? I do.
Yeah, you would hope to get you to the 7th, yeah.
Right in the middle of the pack at 13th. Okay.
That's gotten better. That's gotten better, Steve, because it wasn't that good at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Well, now they got Cole Hamels back. I mean, they're going to get a little more there, okay? But as a staff, they're 23rd in ERA. The 24th in WHIP. And here's the worst part. They are 28th in batting average by a staff. I mean, teams are hitting 277 against them. I mean, you hit 277, you get a $10 million contract. Well, teams are hitting 277 against them. That's kind of a wild ride for them so far. But yet, ironically, who leads the division? Atlanta. Atlanta is the only team in the division. Right? They're the only team in the division that has not scored 100 runs this season. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay? In fact, they're one of only three teams in the National League to have not scored 100 runs this year. San Diego's they have the fewest, 77. That's why Ted Leitner does a cartwheel every time they score. And the Cubs have 99. But, and here's the big one, they're the only team in the National League to have given up fewer than 95 runs this season, or fewer than 90 runs this season. They've only given up 81 runs. I mean, they're actually a plus 15 on the season. They're a plus 15 on the season. Now, the highest plus minus belongs to Colorado. But Colorado has given up 137 runs. I mean, Colorado has given up 56 more runs than Atlanta. But the difference is they've also scored 68 more runs. I mean, Colorado's a scoring machine. I think Colorado's batting average has been up in the 290s, hasn't it? For the year of the Rockies? I believe that's correct. You see, the Rockies this year, batting average. Well, they're first in runs, first in batting average. Their batting average of the team is 294. Third in on-base percentage, first in slugging percentage. I mean, these dudes can just, they whale it. Okay, pitching's all mediocre. 19th in ERA, 13th in quality starts, tied with the Phillies. 17th in WHIP, 20th in batting average. But when it comes to hitting the ball, they're hitting 294. 164 runs. Okay, slugging percentage is 482 as a team. Now that's a fun team to watch. They're not in first place, but they're fun. They're a half game out of second right now. They're only a game out of first. So they're not
that far out. Phillies Sunday game this week with the Nationals is 3:05. What network's carrying that? That's an unusual start time to me for a Sunday.
I don't know. The Nationals are a game and a half back. Then the Mets. The Mets are only two games back. Mets are in front of the Phillies right now.
Yeah.
What? You're just so negative about everything.
Well,
They don't have Matt Harvey.
I don't know. The Mets series. You hate losing any games in a Mets series.
You okay? Sounds like you're choking up a little bit.
Well, right now, the Phillies are dead last in the NL East at 500. I mean, the East isn't playing terrible baseball. I mean, Atlanta hasn't run away with the division. I mean, you're last in 3.5 games out. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
It's not bad.
No, it's good. It's great.
And this is a big series coming up for the Phillies if they want to get back in the hunt this early.
They're 3.5 games out.
Well, but the Nationals are 3 games ahead of them. Actually, 2.5, sorry.
Okay. What, again?
I know. It's May. I get it.
It's May 2nd.
I get it.
All right. Every team is over 500. They're at 500. They're fine. They're 3.5 games out.
I console myself by realizing they're not the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks have been awful so far.
And the Cubs haven't been much better.
No. No. The Cubs are terrible. Diamondbacks are terrible. Okay.
I mean, we could be living in Houston.
Actually, they're better than they were last year, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I actually think they're better. They're actually a better team. Yeah. Believe it or not.
That's rough. I mean, what are they, 9-19? 9-19?
Yeah, but they're 4-6 their last 10.
It's a 5-11 team at home. That's not going to pack them in the stadium.
No, of course not. I'm just saying, though.
Phillies have a bat day coming up. I got excited at the end of the month. I think it's the Dodgers series. I'm like, bat day, that's really... And then you realize it's plastic bats. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes more sense then.
Oh.
You don't see too many bat days anymore,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, you got to be smart about that. You got to be smart about that. But that's the Phillies. Now, either... See, I've grown up on sports. I mean, I've longer than you have.
Yes.
Okay. So certain things are traditional and so forth, but I've made adaptations in how I feel about things. You don't. You don't adapt.
No, I like it the way it was. I don't believe in change for the sake of change. And sometimes I think we do, in this world, we do a lot of change for the sake of change.
So Kevin Herr doesn't want the GMAC Bowl to be played, the GoDaddy.com Bowl. You don't want the GoDaddy.com.
I didn't say that.
So you're going to go to the two universities, and you're going to announce to them that under the Kevin Herr rules, you're not playing any more football this year.
Let me give you an example. When's the Kentucky Derby? And I know it's this weekend, but I mean...
It's always the first Saturday in May.
Right. All right. You know it's the first Saturday in May.
I would like to change the Preakness and the Bell. I would like to change it because I think because I think over time, especially with the breeding of horses and the bloodlines and the breeding now are so fine. All right. I mean, it's so fine because they're trying to breed for speed so much. I think there's too much of a stress on the horse.
And you know that's an entertaining point, and I'd love to see more on that. I'd love to see a little investigation in that.
How many horses have we seen break down in the Triple Crown series the last 6 years?
I agree with you.
That's what I'm concerned about.
But that's like taking the mint julep and changing the drink of the Kentucky Derby too. I mean, there's got to be a good reason to change it.
When you're breeding the fine line all the time, look, it's. But there are only so many horses in the history of time. So you know, over time, some of this crosses lines on breeding as well.
But
so it's why
you're making a change that is backed by something. This isn't change for the sake of change. You're changing it because you feel this is going to make the game or the Triple Crown better, and it's going to make each one of the races better. It's not changing the Belmont and Preakness just because you want to make sure you want to juggle them up a little bit.
No. College football has never been more popular than it is now. Never has. In terms of television ratings, exposure, and so forth. I mean, there's certain absolutes right now. And among the absolutes is college football. Now, we've talked a little bit about student attendance being down. We've gone through that story. And attendance at bowl games, there's no doubt. It's, you know, it's down, except at the major games. The major games are doing really, really well. Okay? Penn State goes to a bowl game this year. I think it'll be pretty well attended. People have been waiting 3 years. And I think that you look at the popularity of it, and the popularity in part is they've done a great job of packaging Capital One Bowl Week. Now, I may watch a few minutes of the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, and I may watch a few minutes of the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl or whatever it happens to be. But then it all leads up. It actually, the week goes quickly. You know, what games are on today? Hey, great. You know, a lot of people are off that week.
But there, you started to say it and you stopped. It leads up. It builds. There's a crescendo.
Yeah, but you're leading up to January 12th. I'm not leading up to New Year's Day.
But New Year's Day is when the most bowl games, typically, were on.
And now you're going to have it cut back. And the last two of that day are going to be the two semifinal games.
And I like that because, okay, I'll tell you what I disliked was trying to have to hop through three games at once on New Year's Day.
And then people go back to work on Friday. Okay? Then they go back to work the next week. Okay? Holidays are over at that particular point. But as a programming entity, you're trying to put on what you think is the most entertaining programs of the moment. Okay, people aren't sick. Yeah, but I get interested. Like, there are too many bowl games. But the ratings are telling me you're not sick of it.
See, I think it's going to change very, very soon. When you start seeing a lot of 6-5 teams, I'll use that number as an example.
But that's already been happening.
Yeah, but you're going to see.
It's already been happening.
With more and more bowl games, you're going to have more and more of these teams. And then you're going to end up with, oops, we don't have enough teams that are above 500. What are we going to do?
No,
that's
going to
happen. That's going to happen sooner.
They've already changed the rule once. So.
Yeah, that's going to happen sooner rather than later if you keep adding bowl games. And I think the magic of the bowl game is disappearing. And I know what you're thinking.
No, it's not.
I know what you're thinking.
That's not true. The magic of people spending money to go to the bowl game.
That's what I mean.
And part of the problem with that happened to be the conference championship games. Conference championship games, which certainly are ratings winners, but they also take place the first weekend in December. It's very difficult to sit there and now look at, okay, Mike, the Penn State fan in Danville, who's thinking about going to a bowl game, and now suddenly, okay, on Sunday, December 7th, which is 3 weeks before the 28th, now you have to make up your mind that you want to go to a bowl game. Oh, and by the way, have you noticed how the airlines, the closer you get to the date that you want to go, the price gets higher?
Yeah.
Okay? That's one of the issues with all this. I think they need to come up with a formula or a system where Thanksgiving weekend, they have certain things set so fans know where they're going to be going, except for, obviously, ones they can't determine based on the conference championship games.
That's a good point. I agree with you there. Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of it. We have to take. That's why you'll see attendance at bowl games is down. Ratings are up. The people that were going are watching.
But if you're sitting there, and I'm going to use Penn State for an example, and you're a Penn State fan, and Penn State goes to the Shreveport Bowl instead of going to the Outback Bowl, you're probably not going to go to the Shreveport Bowl. You might have spent that same money and gone to the Outback Bowl, but you're probably not going to go to the Shreveport Bowl. Now, keep in mind, throw out the fact that Penn State has not been able to go to a bowl game. That you can't factor that into it. But you get what I'm saying.
I understand that, but that's where I think where they have to be smart about where they send teams. In other words, okay, Penn State goes to the Outback Bowl, the Capital One Bowl. All right. Now you get to the third straight year, and they're probably Capital One or Outback eligible. Okay. Be smart. Send them to the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. Why? Because it's a different location for the fans to go to. Oh, great. We're going back to Orlando. I mean, and that is one of the, that's where they've done a much better job of being smarter with their bowl partnerships, because I think they know they need to move the chess pieces around the board a little bit of the country to make it more exciting, a little more dynamic. You get the Holiday Bowl in there. The Kraft Hunger Bowl is going to be in the San Francisco area. They now have an official one with them. You know, because the Penn State fans, the Alamo Bowl may not be high up on the chain. The fans that went to San Antonio loved it.
I know a lot of people that went to the Alamo Bowl because they wanted to go to San Antonio.
Exactly, and they loved it. Right, and that's what they need to do, is they need to make it, move it around in such a way when teams are close in terms of what they, you know, and they'll say, geez, you know what, Nebraska's been to the Capital One Bowl or to either Capital One or Outback because they're really close enough. You know, they've gone like one of those two, three of the last 4 years. You know what, maybe we ought to send them to California.
That being said, and if only, you needed somebody to fill in for you and they were going to the Detroit Bowl, I would go.
Yeah, sure. You know the odd thing about the Detroit, about the Detroit thing, like the Detroit Super Bowl, you know the primary beneficiary of the Super Bowl being in Detroit was?
No.
Or the Final Four, and the Final Four was in Detroit in 2009.
No.
Windsor, Canada.
Why is it cheaper to stay there?
No, they made a bundle because of the casinos.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And it's run for the roses as fast as you can. Your fate is delivered. Your moment's at hand. It's the chance of a life.
Sing along, Steve.
Every year you play this
You
song.
Knew, yeah. I, you can't not play Dan Fogelberg's Run for the Roses right now. It's just, it's almost a rule.
No, you can.
No.
Yeah, you can.
It's like, not playing Same Old Lang Syne at Christmas Time by Dan Fogelberg. I mean, there's an unwritten rule that you have to play it.
Yeah, okay, but okay. But
even though that wasn't a Christmas song.
Here's the plus to that. Uh-huh. 364 days, we won't have to listen to it.
There you go.
Okay, which is really cool. And you know what that means?
No, what?
We're going to be happy. Get the exacta. I could go to space. Superfecta. Yeah, like I don't care, baby, Kevin at the window because he won. Because I'm happy. I'm alone if you feel. He won't be here on Monday show. Because I'm happy. Superfecta means he's got a place in the Grand Caymans. Hey,
superfecta means I'm retiring. I'm happy.
Gone. Happiness is you. Absolutely.
Super Fecta time.
You got Dan Fogelberg with a song like 9,000 years ago. I got people bobbing back and forth in the car. You play your song, they're trying to drive off the road in depression. I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine. No? No offense to you. Don't no wish it to you. Happy. We have more bowl games. Room without a roof. Happy.
Superfecta and I will be ecstatic, not just happy. And taking Friday and the rest of my life off. But we all know that ain't happening.
No, the odds apparently, my friend, are long.
I missed Powerball earlier this week, too.
Yes, by five numbers.
Yes, including the Powerball. On two tickets yet. That's my retirement plan.
Hey, you know what you and I need to do?
What's that?
Let's go to Brewers Outlet and stock up.
Good call.
It'll make things be a lot better.
Hey, everybody, great weekend. And we had a lot of fun this week. We hope you did, too. We can't wait to talk to you again on Monday on News Radio 1070 WKOK.